All right, here we are tracking for free agency. It already feels like the Cardinals have made a huge addition. Just the return of David Johnson, Mr. 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. Yes, we're talking running backs, taking it one position group at a time. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, own your opinion. All opinions your own. And I think we concur, David Johnson coming back in 2018, that could be bigger than anything the Cardinals doing in the offseason.
It's probably the best opinion you could have right now. I would say that, you know, obviously bringing a player back like David Johnson, who missed all but, what, three quarters of last season, means something huge to the offense. And we'll see where he is. 2,000 yards, total yards, and 20 touchdowns, that's a high bar to reach, especially when you're trying to figure out who the quarterback is and what your offensive line might look like. But clearly, starting with him in the backfield is a huge boost to the offense.
And what's the rest of the running back room going to look like? Well, we know Adrian Peterson will not be back this season.
It made sense to trade for him last year because Chris Johnson had run out of gas and because David Johnson was hurt, and they needed a bell cow running back, and I think he served his purpose for the best that he could.
And it was a boost to the locker room.
Absolutely, and it made a lot of sense. But now, with David Johnson healthy, it also makes a lot of sense to move on. Adrian Peterson doesn't play a lot of third down in terms of catching the ball. David Johnson can do that anyways. And he doesn't play special teams, and he would have to be the backup. And really, that was one of the things that Adrian Peterson was affected by last year when he went to New Orleans, was the fact he wasn't getting the ball enough. I just think you go younger, you go with the guys who can do some other things.
And then you have other running backs with totally different styles. A Kerwin Williams, who's an unrestricted free agent. And Elijah Penny is going to be a restricted rights free agent. These are different backs who give you different dynamics for the coaches.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to need. The question becomes when you start getting down in the depth chart. I mean, you'll have rookie T.J. Logan, who can be a return guy. He's going to be around. You know David Johnson. These other guys, I mean, Kerwin Williams carved out a career in part because he got to know Bruce Arians and that staff, and they trusted him, even though he was a kind of a no-name at first. He's produced every time he's had a chance to play, but you start talking about lower in the depth chart with a new coaching staff, who are they looking at? What guys might they bring in to maybe bolster the roster? I'm not saying that a Kerwin Williams or an Elijah Penny won't be here, but those are sometimes the positions that get affected the most when you have a coaching change.
Yeah, the knowns and the unknowns, we don't know what the current coaching staff is going to think of the guys either on the roster or on the open market. It all begins officially on March 14th.